Hanging over the health care discussion this week has been the health of John McCain. The Arizona Republican is away from Washington. His office announced that he had surgery late last week to remove a blood clot. This evening, we learned that McCain, a six-term senator and Vietnam War hero, has brain cancer. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis is with us. And Susan, as we mentioned, the last time we heard about this surgery, it was to remove a blood clot. And now the reports are that doctors found something more. What have you learned?
The tissue pathology reports revealed a glioblastoma. That's a very aggressive form of brain cancer. In a statement, the senator said he and his family are assessing their options. That includes chemotherapy and radiation. But this is a cancer for which there is no known cure.
So right now, they have said that he's recovering. What's his status?
In a statement, the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, where he's been treated, said he's doing amazingly well, that his underlying health is very strong. His daughter, Megan McCain, tweeted a statement in which she described him as being confident and calm, and she said the cancer would not make him surrender. Nothing ever has.
Now, as we noted, Senator McCain's surgery was one of many factors, obviously, in the faltering of the Senate Republican health care bill, in that it initially delayed the vote, right? That was thought to happen early this week. What do we know about, just more broadly, when he might actually return to the Senate?
You know, there's no timeline for this, and I think that the next steps are figuring out what his treatment is and if it's even possible for him to return to the Senate in the short term or in the long term. For now, operationally, that means that Mitch McConnell has a 51-seat Republican majority, and he's going to have to navigate these tricky policy battles with those votes alone. That makes the path to passing a health care bill even more narrow than it was before.
President Trump this week referred to McCain as a crusty voice in Washington. But how did his fellow senators feel about him?
The president also just released a statement in which he referred to McCain as a fighter. That's a word you hear about him a lot. The word coming out of the Senate tonight is hero. That is the word repeatedly used by his fellow senators in statements, both Republicans and Democrats. John McCain is an icon in the Senate, Audie. I mean, and reporters have a very good relationship as well. As you well know, I'm sure one of many reporters who has interviewed him over the years. You know, reporters were staking out a healthcare meeting tonight on that very healthcare bill we were just talking about. And when the news broke of John McCain, people were audibly shocked and gasping and reacting to this news. The senators in the meeting reportedly, when they heard the news, stopped the meeting and paused for a prayer for McCain. He occupies a really unique space in the Senate, and this diagnosis and what it could mean not only for him but for the Senate has really shocked Capitol Hill, and there's a sense of praying for his recovery and hoping to see him back on the Hill very soon.
Right. I mean, he was, of course, the one-time Republican nominee. What's his role been in the Senate?
Right now, he's the Senate Armed Services Chairman, and the next sort of pending order of business has been the annual defense bill. He wanted to make it back to Capitol Hill because that's his premier legislation. He's very proud of it and likes to be in control of it every year. He's obviously not going to be able to make it back to monitor the defense bill, although I'm sure, he's been tweeting and texting, or he's been texting with senators and talking to his staff, so I'm sure he'll be in communication in the short term.
That's NPR's Susan Davis. Sue, thank you.
You're welcome.